during the Christmas time, Christmas season, it's a good time to reflect on the goodness of God, but also to remember those that have been disadvantaged, those that don't have as much as others. Take a listen to Willie Nelson as he sings Pretty Paper.
Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, too busy. You'd better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cried,
pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you.
Willie Nelson's unusual Christmas song expresses his well-known compassion for those that are downtrodden and those that are disadvantaged. And from that perspective of a poor, homeless man, observing that hustle and bustle and indifference of those that are prosperous Christmas shoppers, it can be a bit of a downer, but wholly and sadly appropriate to us in modern-day life in America. The first and last stanzas are conventional tributes to those beautiful paper and ribbons used for wrapping gifts to loved ones. And the messages are written with pretty pencils, but the second stanza introduces us to a homeless man who sits alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he won't be ignored by these busy shoppers. And then in the third stanza, we find that people are much too busy to notice or assist him, and his tears form a counterpoint to their laughter. Nelson's own version is beautifully moving, but it was another Texan, Roy Orbison, who made this song a hit. Orbison was, like Nelson, something of a rebel and an individualist whose musical style is entirely distinctive. According to Ellis Amburn, Orbison's biographer, Willie had sung the song to Roy in his hotel room, and Roy had loved the idea of having a seasonal hit. Recorded in London, it soon reached the top 10 in England and number 15 on the U.S. charts for 1963, which was an exceptional showing for a new Christmas number. Orbison, whom Elvis Presley called the greatest singer in the world, was born in Vernon, Texas in 1936, the son of an oil field worker. He merged country and rockabilly into a blend of music that was uniquely his own. Some of his classic songs included Oh Pretty Woman, Crying, and Only the Lonely. His tours were as popular in England as they were in the United States. Orbison's life was marked by tragedy when his first wife, Claudette, was killed in a motorcycle accident in 1966. His two sons died in a fire 2 years later. But his career continued to draw fans and respect, and he sang duets with Emmylou Harris and Katie Lang and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Though his future looked promising, Orbison died of a heart attack the following year while visiting his mother in Madison, Tennessee. Willie Nelson, born in 1933 in Abbott, Texas, is a versatile performer, songwriter, actor, and social conscience. And early in his career, he wrote the song Hello Walls, which became a number one hit for Farron Young. Patsy Cline's recording of His Crazy became a major hit in 1963. And in the 70s, he threw the first of his legendary 4th of July picnics, had his first number one hit with Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, and acted with Robert Redford in The Electric Horseman. He was also named Entertainer of the Year in 1979 by the Country Music Association. Nelson's Farm Aid concerts had since the mid-1980s helped dramatize the plight of American farmers. He has still managed to come up with a series of number one hits, including Forgiving You Was Easy, Seven Spanish Angels. And in 1993, he was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Well, as we think about this song, Pretty Paper, we have to stop and reflect on the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world with a poor family. And it causes us to stop and reflect on the fact that God does not sidestep those that are needing him. And so as we wrap this time up, I'd like to listen to Roy Orbison sing this song and see how he took it to be a number one.
To ride.